The drought that has swept over the Horn of Africa has ravaged several countries, but none more so than Somalia. Many Somalis, most of them women and children, have walked for days across a parched landscape seeking food and shelter. The UN has begun airlifting emergency supplies into the Somali capital, Mogadishu, and the arrival of food has been followed now by an outbreak of violence. Many other places are also in urgent need of food. NPR's Ophebia Quistarkton reports from a remote outpost in western Somalia.
Welcome again to Dolo.
Another day, another flight, another VIP delegation meeting and greeting local government officials. This time it's the UN World Food Programme on an assessment mission to Dolo in Somalia near the border with Ethiopia. Thousands of Somalis are flooding into Dolo in search of food, shelter and medical care. Like Abdir Hussein.
There's a famine in Bakool, that's why I came here. Because of the drought, that's why we have been forced to come out from Bakool and to come here. I haven't got any food yet, any assistance.
Some of the women we've been speaking to here have said that they have walked for days, that they have lost all their livestock, that their children are going hungry, that they are going hungry. Josette Sheeran is the head of the United Nations World Food Programme. She says the children are the priority.
Our focus really is on the people that have not had access to the help and aid and trying to be able to reach those who are in dire need of the help.
The landscape in Dolo is bleak and dusty, with occasional thorn trees offering some shade to dozens of families squatting and sitting beneath. The sandy, rocky soil yields very little vegetation. Nearby, a one-man operation has rigged up a mini water tank at the back of a donkey cart. A line quickly forms as a young boy struggles to keep up with requests to fill buckets and water bottles. The Dolo District Commissioner, Abdirashid Hassan Abdinur, says this is an emergency.
The farming in Somalia, especially the one in Dolo, this district, it needs really an urgent support. We hope a practical action.
Desperate Somalis are crossing in their thousands into neighboring Ethiopia and Kenya, but they're also heading to the capital Mogadishu. The city is divided, one part controlled by Somalia's weak UN and US-backed interim administration. Other areas of Mogadishu and Somalia are in the hands of the anti-Western Al-Qaeda-affiliated militant Islamist group Al-Shabaab. Somalia's Prime Minister, Abdi Weli Mohamed Ali, is appealing for international food aid deliveries to all areas. Last year, Al-Shabaab banned the UN's Emergency Food Agency from operating in areas it controls in Somalia, accusing the World Food Programme of pushing a pro-Western agenda. Yesterday, the WFP began a series of emergency airlifts to Mogadishu carrying 10 tons of a peanut-based therapeutic supplement for malnourished children. Regional spokesman David Orr was on board the first flight.
I understand we're reaching about 18,000 children. There is, of course, security concerns here in Mogadishu, as everywhere, but this is an emergency and we go about the business as well as we can.
The UN and humanitarian groups warn there's a funding shortfall of more than $1.5 billion and are appealing for cash urgently to be able to save more lives in the drought-stricken Horn of Africa. Ophelia Quistarkton, NPR News, Dolo, Somalia.